recorded.
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to welcome you to tonight's August 22nd, 2022 regular city council meeting. If you'd all please rise for a short private invocation, asking for God's blessing upon this city and wisdom as our city council makes its decisions tonight. And now, if you please join me in a Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item 1D on our agenda is citizen input. Is there anyone here present tonight who would like to address the city council? Okay, seeing none, I'll move to item 1E, which is roll call. Both Angel and Corey asked to be excused, and Maria mentioned she was going to be on the calls. Maria, Maria, are you on the call tonight?
I'm on.
Thank you, Maria.
I am, yes.
So I'd entertain a motion to excuse Angel and Garza and Corey Everett tonight.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. I'd like to move to our approval of our agenda tonight, item 2.
I'll make the motion to approve the agenda.
Second.
Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on.
I had a question on, and I think that this is okay with the facility use agreement. We maintain, and this is for the softball tournament, correct?
Yeah, this Saturday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay, and I know we had been waiving some fees in the past. Is this?
For nonprofit, this is.
Only, that's what I wanted to make sure that this was, that Mr. Garcia wasn't getting the nonprofit. And that's the way I read it. Is that still?
That's correct.
Okay, then yes. We'll leave it on the consent agenda.
Okay, so let's we could discuss it, but as long as your question is answered.
My question is answered.
Okay, thank you, John. So all the, those in favor of approving our agenda tonight?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Now I'll move to the consent agenda. Entertain a motion to approve tonight's consent agenda.
Make a motion to approve tonight's consent agenda.
Second.
Thank you. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Aye.
So now let's move to our current business, which item 4A is the approval of an agreement between the city and the Lighthouse for gang intervention and mentoring services. Chief?
Thank you, Mayor and Council. And Pastor Sam Garza is here too, representing the Lighthouse. When we put this in front of council about a month ago, council had asked that we come back with an agreement. The agreement was, or as we've worded it, Kelly's helped put it together with the deliverables, what our position would be with like board membership, so representation on their board, as well as payments within of the $30,000 over 2 years. So what you have in front of you is a two-year agreement with the Lighthouse to subcontract Jesse Campos to do gang intervention services in our community, and this is funded through ARPA. So, are there any questions?
Come up, I must have missed the. Are we not going to have just the one? Law and Justice Committee, is that going to be a separate committee appointment then?
That's a good question.
Paragraph 6, item C.
So we actually worded in five committee appointees. There's additional committee members on that. The Lighthouse already has a committee that is designed to steer this. Most of these positions are already on it. In fact, we have the Othello Police representation, Adams County Juvenile, School District, as well as CBHA. This does provide for an optional city council member to be appointed by the council, should the council want a appointee on this board.
So would that be a law and justice committee member, current committee member?
It could be any, it could be any city council member who's willing to serve.
I'm willing to serve on that committee.
Are you willing? Okay.
If somebody wants to arm wrestle over it, I'll step down.
Just out of curiosity, on the committee members, when it says one member appointed by the Othello Policy Department, is that supposed to be police?
Yes, that would be a typo. I'll fix that before it's signed.
Okay, thank you.
Good catch.
I was going, what is the policy? What is the policy department?
Right. City council, use that policy.
That would be Microsoft Word not reading my mind.
Dang AI anyway.
Okay, so Sam, did you have anything you want to add?
I just, in thinking about this, being that it's a senior certainty open, since it's a two-year contract, and it's pretty explicit in a lot of stuff that we are required to do. I was wondering if maybe it can be a one-year contract with the possibility of refiguring the next year on the amount of contribution the city would give for this project. I don't know why 2 years was mentioned or where it came from, but I was hoping that we can get a little bit more help from the city, meaning that we do want to have Jesse Campos here work in our community. We believe he's a very valuable asset, but being valuable, you know, he's worth quite a bit of money. Anywhere from 70 to 80,000 is the figure that he kind of wanted me to try to, you know, raise money for him to work for the Lighthouse on a contract basis. And again, the Lighthouse Community Center does not have any extra funds. We're looking for grants all over the place to make this work for our community. But I really, really believe in the necessity of this program for our community. I believe that it's about time we did something like this. And I really want to take advantage of the opportunity to serve the community in this area. So with that in mind, I was thinking that maybe if we do a one-year contract and the next year we adjust our figures based on maybe new funding that we might be getting, although maybe you guys would be in the biannual funding and that's why the two-year came in.
Well,
I remember suddenly the biannual funding.
Well, that and entering into a contract like this, Pastor, and I did after you guys came, which I was super excited to hear about the program. I'm a big advocate.
Yeah.
You know, you start to see results in 24 to 36 months is when you can really start to navigate whether or not you're effective or not. And so the city being, as a council member, to me, I would want to make sure that I had a measurable base point to be able to base a decision off of for the taxpayers of the city of Othello. And I thought, me personally, I thought a three-year would be better and we'd be able to measure that. But 1 year, I just don't think you can really, and maybe the council feels different than me, but in 1 year, I don't think you're going to be able to show that much of a difference. Not that it's ineffective, it's just, it takes time to get these things rolling.
Right.
And I would be for keeping a two-year. I don't think you're going to find, once again, it's just me, that there's going to be a ton of opposition if things just aren't working out, funding's not coming in.
Mm-hmm.
He looks mean, but he's not that mean. Come in and talk to him. And I think the council would be empathetic to any situation that the Lighthouse has run up against as far as funding. And once again, it's just my opinion, but I think a two-year contract really serves justice for the council.
That makes a lot of sense.
Hearing the investment.
Well, I also think that we did the two-year because we're pulling from ARPA funds, so it's, we've got two different, what do we call them, trenches?
Tranches.
So we took $30,000 from one, $30,000 from the other, and that's...
We've got all those funds.
Yeah.
So that is why we put that together. We put it as a two-year deal because we have 2 years of ARPA funds, even though the rest can be passed out. And the answer, Pastor Sam's other piece is not because of the buying of a budget, we are starting this mid-year, but at the end of mid-year too, we get the 24 months. So it's council discretion.
You know, I think too, Sam, one of your concerns is, yeah, I'm looking here, you know, at A through N on the, development of the program and the services. That's not going to happen in the first month of the, in fact, it would be really somewhat aggressive to say that all of that will occur in the first year of the contract.
Well, that's why in reading this, I'm thinking, are we going to need more help than just Jesse? You know, and this is where if we get more help, then obviously we need more funds. You know, and that's where I'm thinking just to, as an accountant, I want us to make sure that we're not going to be in trouble here financially speaking, that we can't fulfill this wonderful contract that we have here, because it really is a really good thing for our community. So I guess if the council thinks that's what they can do at this time, then we'll just have to look for more funding and help, you know, secure more funds so we can provide more services to fulfill everything that we would like to fulfill in the Lighthouse Community Center.
Pastor, I think if you need more time to look into whether or not this program, the way it's written in this contract, can be fulfilled with what we heard from you about a month ago, and I would strongly urge you to do so before entering into a contract with the city. It's the last thing the city wants to do is to report a failure, and definitely don't want to impact the Lighthouse and the wonderful things that they're doing for the community.
Right.
We want to be a support measure, and we want, this has got to work. So, I mean, once again, I mean, if this looks like it's a little too in deep depth.
It is. I mean, it really is.
I would urge you to...
When I was reading through all this, it's, whoa, this is a lot of stuff that we're committing to. With so little funds, you know, and I'm being honest and open with you. This is a great opportunity for us to work in our community. But if it's possible to get more funding to better provide the service, I guess that's what I'm asking. You know.
So yeah, I mean, it's possible, probably not initially, but if you look at like on 6C, you've got these committee members that are going to be overseeing this program. I mean, this doesn't completely and entirely fall upon Pastor Sam of the Lighthouse and of Bethel. You got a committee that they're going to be meeting on, I would have, you know, at least a semi-regular basis. They'll be talking to Jesse. They'll be monitoring this program. And that's what you would want. And that's what I would want if I'm going to enter into a contract like that. And then if you look at... on page 4 of 6, under termination, let's just say that this isn't working out for you, meaning the Lighthouse, or whatever goals that you had set and ideas that you had about the program that had been communicated, and for whatever reason they weren't working, you can still terminate the contract.
Right.
So if you feel like you're over your head, that this is more than what you can handle, but I think let's go back to the part where you were saying this is a wonderful opportunity.
It is.
And I think that this is a great opportunity for the city of Othello, meaning the city government, for the citizens of Othello, because we want to intervene in these kids' lives.
Yes.
We want to see some positive interaction and some positive things to turn them from the directions that their lives are headed. And how many times have we heard the stories of, you know what, I want to be a counselor, or I want to do be a drug and alcohol counselor, or I want to become a teacher. And it's a direct result of intervention like this that they were able to participate.
Right.
And they decide that this life of whatever particular road that they had gone, these are the things that do that. And, yeah. And at some level, we have to trust that that'll happen. And so,
and we
yeah.
believe it'll happen.
Yeah.
We believe it'll happen.
Right. I mean, this is why we're here. I mean, we came into this. I know there's always the buyer's remorse where you're, you know, if you're going to, do I really want to buy this house? So I think that's what this is. I think you have the safeguards in place with regard to having a committee that's a diverse committee. You've got Columbia Basin Health's got membership on it.
Yeah.
The police department, Adams County Juvenile Department, the school district, and then a member up from the city council. I think that you have the safeguards in place. You have also different members of the community. So it isn't just, you know, you're not just depending only on your own resources and
right.
yourself. You've got other entities that are going to be involved.
And that's
true. I
think
true. It'll work together.
That's really,
and I think that's
what a good
makes
point.
The difference
yeah,
in,
yeah, yeah.
in this.
This basically, this opens the path for the other community members to join in. What you just said is the answer. You know, that is the truth.
Progress as well, Pastor. And if, you know, you've got your committee members sitting there, and we can see that it's just overwhelmingly too much, the committee is going to be able to report back, especially the city
right.
representatives,
right.
and say, hey, you know, Pastor Sam's right. We're going to have to figure out something, and we can start to explore different options.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That makes sense.
For funding or whether or not the program's working, but you're going to have that committee that's going to see it firsthand and work with you. So I agree with the mayor and the fact
no,
that
it's true.
Your safeguards
it's true. And this is the committee that we have here is basically the secondary committee because we already have created, besides the board members of the Lighthouse Community Center, we have an advisory committee, which basically is involved with all these community members that you mentioned here. It's so funny because a lot of them are already on there, you know, but we'll have a different one from, because of this contract, that can support that or even work along with it. So,
welcome to
it's
government.
Great.
We appoint committees to appoint committees to have meetings about meetings.
Beautiful red tape. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And I do believe it's going to be something really great for our community.
We appreciate
Very
it.
Glad to be on board. Thank you.
So I'd like to make the motion to approve the agreement with the changes indicated.
Yes.
Because of the typos. Between the city and the Lighthouse Community Center for Gang Intervention Services.
Second.
Any further discussion?
There was a typo. It was instead of police, it said policy.
Maria, did you have a comment?
No.
Made the motion. Mark seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
That she means she's in favor.
I hope you're in favor, Maria. There's only four of us tonight. There's five.
Okay. Our next item is 4B.
I'm sure not one. My answer will be there in about 10 minutes, so I'm in favor.
Thank you, Maria. So, item 4B is to approve or amend the salary budget for court clerk administrator. When we had this discussion back on August 1st, the council had given me a figure of not to exceed $100,000. And so, in myself, AC Rim and Tanya met and interviewed four candidates for this position. I don't remember how many total candidates we had. What was it, six? Tanya? I think it was six. And we interviewed four. One of them was the clerk administrator for the Othello District Court, and one of them was the court clerk administrator for the Ritzville District Court, interestingly enough. And ultimately, we decided upon Jessica Mello from the Othello District Court, One was her 24 years experience working at the district court. Two, she had been the administrator for probably the last 10 years at least, 10 or 12 years. She knows all the issues that arise within a court, all the difficulties with people and problems, and she knows how to deal with them. And she knows how to work with the prosecuting attorneys, with the indigent defense lawyers, and specifically with the judge. And so with that, we needed to pay her a little more than what had been allocated. And so just one, for the council to know what we had negotiated, and also as part of the public process, I'm asking the council to approve an additional $20,000 for this municipal court budget for the new court clerk administrator. I'm happy to answer any questions.
I'll make a motion to approve the mayor's request.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried.
Aye.
So, also, Jessica Mello is going to start on September 6th. And now I'd like to move to item 4C, which is authorizing the mayor to negotiate contracts for prosecuting attorney, judge, indigent defense, court, and court language translator.
Do you want to do the discussion after the motion's made, or do you want to do it prior?
We'll just do it before.
So this is obviously a new department.
Yep.
So Title II will have to be revised, and we know for the department, there's going to be a department head, and that's probably going to be the judge.
It is the judge by C, what is it?
Yeah.
C-29 or whatever, their G-29.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so.
So she'll work for the judge.
Yep. And so council would have, it would come before council for approval of a judge being hired.
Yes.
Can a council, would we put a committee member on the interview process like we would, like Water, Sewer, and Streets is in on the department head interviews? Or is this going to be just more of a, I've identified, obviously there's not judges running around the streets, very few, and then there's just going to be a negotiations. Should we have a committee member in on those interviews like we practice for other department heads, or is there going to be just a, we found this one at a good price?
Well, I mean, I put that in the agenda memo there. The law enforcement committee is invited to participate in these negotiations. So that would be John, and Mark. So it's not Mark.
No, it's just me and me. Corey's an alternate.
Actually, you're right. This committee only has one because it's part of a county committee.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. And John, when you went to that other meeting, you had asked permission to go, and they and the county granted. So.
So my question would be, is would the committee members' presence impede the mayor's ability or the expedience of which things have to go? Because I had asked you before, if this is going to slow things down or get in the way, I could say, hey, I don't need to be there. The executive can handle things.
Well, that's a good question. I guess at any rate, I just want to know that I want the council to know that they're going to participate in this process one way or another. And that is that when a contract terms and price is negotiated, that contract will be presented to the council for approval. So you guys will know, what are we paying the judge? What are the terms? What are we paying prosecuting attorney? So that part of it, the council is all going to participate in that. That's why I put this in the agenda memo. I don't have any problem if someone wants to be in that negotiation when I'm having it.
And I don't have a problem going, I just didn't want to be the hurdle that might have slowed the process down, understanding the expedience in which we have to move. If you don't feel it's going to be a slow process that will be impeded, I'm happy to sit in there, but if you felt that there was, you needed to just have a phone.
No, I mean, this is the thing. I don't feel that that would impede it, and I feel like that's why I want to be open to the council, because there is a law enforcement committee. I think if we had four of us in there negotiating, that's a little bit much. But if one or two of you wanted to participate, I don't have any problem with that. So I did, there's some detail here, legal detail. I think what I'll do is we'll take care of this issue as far as authorizing the mayor to move forward. But then I think I want to have Kelly kind of outline a few things for the council from the legal standpoint. So with that, is there any further discussion on this? Okay, then I'd entertain a motion authorizing the mayor to enter into negotiations for judge, prosecuting attorney, indigent defense, and court translation services.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you. Okay, Kelly.
Thank you. Well, it's good to see that we're making good progress on our municipal court. City was put in a difficult situation, and it looks like things are going to come together. So that's really good, and I think a lot of credit to the mayor and other staff and everybody else on the council involved in all that. There's still a number of things we need to do. Of course, we need to draft contracts for the judge, the prosecutor, and the indigent defense, so our public defender. We also need to pass some ordinances. One, we have to create the court. And so, Mr. Erickson, you alluded to this before, we do need to add a department to Title II of our municipal code, creating the court, creating the position of judge, district or municipal judge, and the court administrator. We also need to pass an ordinance creating a criminal code. The city needs to pass a criminal code, because as of right now, the city does not have a criminal code that it can enforce. I think they had pointed out last time that there is no, even though the city is responsible for prosecuting state crimes that occur within its jurisdiction, the state legislature has not given municipal court judges the ability to adjudicate violations of state law. So a bit of a catch-22 there, but we have the end around, which is to adopt the state criminal code as part of our city ordinances, and so we need to do that. And once we get that all put together, I think a lot of the process, or most of the process, is going to be centered around getting everything lined up with the office of the administrator of the courts. There's going to be a lot of systems we need to tie into, and I'm not even going to guess as to what all those systems might be, because I can guarantee you there's probably things out there that I don't even know about. Yeah, so that's why having Ms. Mello on as soon as possible is about the best thing that could happen, I think, in this process, because she's going to be a good resource for us, and getting that up and running as quickly as we can. I guess another update that I have is that I do have an individual identified who is very interested in serving as the prosecutor. He's very aware that this is going to be a day to 2 days, depending on the week, but a day and a half to 2 days a week commitment. I'm going to be having a meeting with him this week to discuss that further. I have no reason to doubt that his interest is genuine, and that as long as we can agree on terms, that he'll be happy to join us. He's also bilingual, which is very helpful, I think, and very good for Othello. And so if that lines up, then we have judge and public defender are where we, what we're looking at, and those will be the only holdups in terms of personnel. So I think we're making good progress, and we're in a good spot right now.
Thank you, Kelly. Any questions, council?
Pastor Sam's program does what it's supposed to, you might not even need a quarter.
Long term, if you're playing the long game. Thank you, Kelly. Thank you, Council. Okay, so now I'd like to move to item five, which is unfinished business.
Council remodel, chambers remodel. I'm assuming that's moving forward along with all the other efforts and leading the charge.
Exactly. Tim went fishing, Tim Unruh went fishing last week. Had to brag that he had 150 to 170 pounds of fillets. I said, you're never going to eat it all. But he showed me a report this morning. There wasn't enough, since he was gone last week, there wasn't enough. I didn't want to put it on the agenda tonight. I finally got it this afternoon. And I didn't think that was fair to the council. So at the next council meeting, which will be September 6th, Tim is going to present the quotes that he's received for the different aspects of this. And upon council approval, and I'll also say that there was some generals that gave us quotes on all the work, and they were significantly higher than what the council had approved. And these quotes coming in on an individual basis is right around what the council had been looking at and what you guys had approved to move forward on that. So I was really surprised. I was pleasantly surprised at that. So again, a quick run through. Room one over here, when you come in the secure area, right when you come in, is going to become the prosecuting attorney's office. Room two here is going to become the judge's chamber. This temporary wall is going to be removed. We're going to put in, we're going to frame in a permanent wall that's soundproof. This is going to be, you're going to access from here and also from that door that's in there. All the electronics for the camera system and the sound system in here. Temporary wall will continue to remain temporary. It will open up when we see the jury, and they'll also do deliberations when we have our 1 to 2 jury trials a year, because that's what the judge and chief and them have said. They just don't really have that many jury trials. And then this room that's like an interview room, witness room, that's going to become the indigent defense. So those are all, those are things that right now the county doesn't have real separate offices and rooms for that. And so we have a really good setup with a new dais. This will be moved out, I believe, at least 3 feet. There will be temporary tables so that all the department heads can sit there. And then when they have court, those tables will be moved around here to the front so that they can, the judge can see the defendants and the in the defense and the prosecuting attorney. This is actually, you know, this is really coming together well. Like Kelly said, there's the administrative side, there's the legal side, and then there's also the physical side that we have to prepare. The other part is the front of the police side. That front office is going to become the Jessica's office. And eventually we'll, you know, there's room to hire another person, probably even a third person that could all work in that office. But for now, that's where we're going to locate her. She'll be able to greet the public, be in a secure area, and the judge will be able to come in like the city council does through a secure area, remain in a secure area. We'll have a doorway that she'll be able to come through here and come right into the courtroom. And so,
speaking of security, are we going to get, I don't know, the county has metal detectors. They don't have that going into the courthouse.
They've got security guards that are out of lines, I believe.
So when they're having trials and stuff, they
it's not a lot to look at. We're looking at it.
So there will be that security needed, though, for court proceedings. That's a question,
yes.
Thank you. Any further questions about the court? Okay, we'll continue to keep the council updated. Any contracts that we're able to negotiate, we'll put those in front of the council for approval. Mark, you had brought up about the church sign out there by Kelly's Kickstand across from the bowling alley.
Yeah, it is leaning.
That it, yeah, it was taken down today. Apparently the wood was rotting and there were wasp nests everywhere, but that's been removed.
Is that the one that was leaning?
Yeah.
That was me that said that.
Sorry, that was John that said that.
That's all right.
Okay, so that was done.
Mark and I look a lot alike, yeah.
Other items that were brought up, I'm still working on some of those, so I'll give you a further update later.
About the population signs changes.
Yep.
What are we at now? Where are we at now?
Okay, well, the population signs, when we bought the sticker, it was 87, but the city is actually now, this year, over 9,000 people. So we'll probably be updating them again next year. But we'll wait till later on in the year before we do it, so we don't. But at that type of growth rate, we need to keep up.
Mm-hmm. So.
Any other unfinished business, council? Any new business? Okay, item 7 is the council will also receive building and planning report and the fire department report. With no other business to come before the council, I'll adjourn tonight's meeting at 6:37 p.m.